The state of Florida has filed a lawsuit to try to recoup millions of taxpayer dollars provided to the failed digital domain film visual effects company. The lawsuit was filed just yesterday by the Department of Economic Opportunity in St. Lucie County Circuit Court against Digital Domain Media Group. The company had promised to create about 500 jobs at a Port St. Lucie animation studio as well as a West Palm Beach film school, but the company filed for bankruptcy in 2012. The lawsuit contends that Digital Domain defrauded the state of Florida out of $20 million in seed money by misrepresenting its debt problems and other allegedly fraudulent acts. The company also got $62 million in funding from St. Lucie and Palm Beach counties. Its shutdown resulted in 280 layoffs. A new study shows several flaws in Broward County's special education services. The report was commissioned by the school district and done by a Tallahassee firm. It found problems including long bus rides for students who may have behavioral issues and little money allocated to programs that need it the most. And as Sun Sentinel reporter Scott Travis tells us, the main issue is the student-to-teacher ratio.
Broward County's staffing are worse than the others. They have more students per teacher and per specialist than the other districts. The school district position was that they don't agree with all the findings, but they did realize that they have a lot of work to do in a number of areas.
Broward County special ed program has a 19 to 1 student-teacher ratio compared to Miami-Dade's 10 to 1. In Palm Beach County, there are about 13 students, special needs students, for every one teacher. Broward School Board will meet next Tuesday to reevaluate the county's special ed policies. Keep energy efficiency programs in Florida where they are. That's the message to state regulators from a candidate for Florida Attorney General. The Florida Public Service Commission is considering a request from the state's power companies to reduce their energy conservation programs. George Sheldon is a Democratic lawmaker running for Attorney General. He's calling on the commission to keep the programs at current levels. Sheldon helped pass the energy conservation program back in 1980.
They need to include the public in these kind of hearings. To say we're going to have a hearing and it's too technical for customers to be engaged in, I think is wrong.
Sheldon says it appears Florida's power companies want to stop helping consumers reduce their energy bills so that customers will buy more power from them in the years ahead. He says the conservation program has generated $2.6 billion in energy-saving expenditures over the last 10 years. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.